then you answer it. Okay, so Richard was complaining about Bob bringing up abstract business proposals, and Richard wanted like concrete, high yield, high return on investment without, you know, risk. Whereas Bob, all he was throwing over the fence, Richard is saying, throwing over the fence, abstract ideas, which include like garbage collection and all that other stuff. Okay, those were, and I didn't get into the details, but that isn't enough for Richard. Okay. So Richard is going to tell me why this thing is irresponsible, okay, and worthless. Why these abstract ideas, I should just keep them to myself.
Okay, no, we're not going to have that conversation because I'm like going into your rabbit hole of stupidity.
Okay, well, explain the stupidity.
Well, the stupidity is you've got in your mind that I was expecting some perfect thing with guaranteed results, where I've never said that.
Richard, what did I say 2 minutes ago? I said I was going to be hyperbolic just to make things clear.
You're just using hyperbole.
Okay, well then just take what I say and remove some of the hyperbole. There is some risk and there's lack of details. Okay? But my plans don't have enough details in it or yeah, that's what you're wanting, details.
No, the big point is you said in a statement that I had to have everything perfect, and that's you not listening.
Yes, I said that, but I also, Richard, do you understand what I said about hyperbole? I said that statement is hyperbolic.
You didn't say it as hyperbole.
I did that. I don't have it recorded, but I used the word.
When you say hyperbole, you don't say it as a fact. You say something like, use a language where you know, because according to me, the words you used, and you got it recorded, right?
Yeah, I'm recording it now.
Okay. Oh, now.
No. When I said I was started a recording, I didn't have any recording before then. But before then, I used the word hyperbole twice, and that is self-explanatory.
Okay, well, let's just stop, and I'll listen to the recording. Okay.
No, the recording doesn't have me using the word hyperbole before, because it was after that I turned on the recording. Before I turned on the recording, I used the word hyperbole twice. I said I was going to make a statement. I was trying to be hyperbolic just to make things very, very clear.
Okay, that's another case of you being aloof. You're a aloof person assumes the other person has photographic memory. And they don't want to put any effort in their side of the conversation.
No. They don't have to have...
And they're trying to toss responsibility over the fence.
No. You don't have to have...
What you're doing, you're tossing responsibility over the fence when you're talking about how I screwed up on this conversation.
Is Richard, as soon as I said hyperbole, then
no,
you should...
Okay, you're assuming I had to... I listened 100% where I heard the word... Well, I heard the word hyperbole and your understanding of it.
Okay, so when I said hyperbole twice, both of those just like disappeared in your brain.
A lot of stuff does.
Okay.
And especially lately.
Okay, that's fine. I'll accept that.
The pills I've been taking, a lot of stuff has disappeared.
Okay, I'll accept that.
You can test the waters.
I will accept that. I will accept that. Okay, that's fine. But do you understand?
You can't just say that. You have to show me.
I am showing you. This is a recording. When I say accept it, I won't bitch about it anymore. Okay? I've already taken responsibility. That is me showing
it. Again, because you know, I forgot about this conversation too, and you took advantage of that, and so you repeat stuff that.
Okay. Let's just do a reset. Now, I am telling you right now that those statements in the past, right now, I'm telling you, they were hyperbole. But so you tell me. Why, when I'm throwing over an abstract of a business idea or a way to make money, why is that like not worth your time and I should have kept my mouth shut?
Well, you just put things in easy to easy to create conversation, which does an effortless conversation where you don't put in the effort to understand me of what I really do want. And so none of those words ever came up.
Okay, so you're saying that when I bring up an abstract idea, let's just say okay, a year ago I brought up the idea of let's just go ahead and start doing garbage collection, okay?
Yeah.
And that's all I said. Now, what's wrong with that? You tell me, this is a concrete example. What's wrong with just me saying that just to, you know, run it up the flagpole to see what your opinion is? Why is that a waste of time to do that?
Because you actually have the gall to be frustrated with MVH. And you're frustrated because I didn't take your garbage thing and I'm still pursuing MVH.
You're not answering my question.
I am answering your question, but not to your limited thinking.
Okay, so it is. So this is a quid pro quo thing. It has nothing to do with the garbage thing. Okay. So what I'm reading from you, I'm going to steal, man, what you said. Okay. The garbage thing was a good idea, but since I'm not appeasing you as far as MVH, then well, if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Quid pro quo. Is that it? Okay, then explain it to me. Why is it that when I bring up the garbage proposal, you said something about MVH and my bagging your MVH?
Okay, I've said many times, and I'm going to say it again, and this time please listen.
And don't have to listen. This is under recording.
No, that doesn't. No, recording doesn't mean shit because it gets.
If I steel man what you listen when you say it, I'll steel man it, and then you know I listened.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I said whenever you bring up a proposal, the idea, I know you don't like MVH and you think I'm wasting my time and you're going to be glad when I get rid of it. So if that's true, then don't tell me and nag at me. Actually, try to come up with an idea that bumps it off the king of the hill.
Oh, so I actually have to I can't throw blue skies. I actually have to do a lot of homework and get a business thing rolling first before you accept it.
No, I didn't say that. Is that hyperbole?
No, that's a steel man. That's a steel man. You said I had to flesh. You said that if I just throw something over the wall, like just saying, oh, garbage collection, that isn't enough. I actually have to, like, do more, right?
You do have to, that part you got right.
Okay, how much more do I have to do? Let's just say I said, hey, Richard, let's just do garbage collecting. What more do I have to do before you it's a minimally acceptable thing where it's not a waste of your time? What do I have to do minimally?
Understand me more.
And I'm asking this question so I can understand you more. This
okay,
is me trying to understand you right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Let's use this garbage collection as an example.
Okay, okay.
Ride with
so,
that.
Okay, both garbage collection and MVH are battling in a ring, okay? And you want garbage collection to win over MVH in my mind, right?
No, not your mind.
Okay.
No, that is not true.
Huh?
That is not true.
Okay, you're lying to me because you don't even know yourself.
No, I'm proposing.
No, you'd rather.
I'm proposing the garbage collection, and you do one of two things. You either accept it or you deny it. And if you deny it, you tell me why. That's it.
Okay.
It is not, I'm not behind it. I'm not behind garbage collection. I'm just bringing it up as a what if. That is all. I'm not behind it. Serious.
Okay, you did a smart thing, okay?
What?
Now you did a smart thing. You're actually getting into the why and thinking about it.
Okay. Well, then reply to it. Go ahead and respond
to
it.
I'm going to respond to it in my own language. It's not going to be perfect, okay? So you have to, you know, process it yourself, not me. I'm not going to chew your food for you.
Okay, lay off the horn. Move on.
Okay, think of MVH and the garbage collection as two fighters in a ring.
Okay.
And you personally want garbage collection to win over MVH.
Okay, let's just say for this fictitious thing I do, even though it's not true, but let's just say for this conversation, it is true. Let's just say that I truly believe in garbage collection as much as you believe in MVH.
Okay.
Okay, then go.
Alrighty.
But already it's not the case, but let's just pretend it is.
What's the timer number right now?
10:11.
Okay. Alrighty. So, one of the things I brought up many times that MVH has a lot of, that the garbage collection has none of, is meeting girls.
Okay.
And I said that many times, but you say, oh, I already had my girl, so I don't need to worry about it.
I didn't say that. I never said that. Because I knew that is definitely something I would never do. Because I know that's very sensitive to you. No, I don't even imply that. I don't even imply that. I'm pretty sure. And now you got a recording of this. And if I do, you have the recording. You can shove it in my face.
Okay, whenever you say, I'm retired, leave me alone. I'm retired.
But I also, Richard, I also say that I'm a good resource for you sitting there that you can use any time.
Okay.
And my retirement,
okay, so
I never,
problem?
Richard, when I
yeah,
never.
I understand what you're saying, but what's the problem with that?
Stop for 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
My assertion of retirement has never blocked me from being a resource to you on tap. I've given every MVH assignment you gave me, I fulfilled.
Okay, that's a lie.
Okay, give me one that I haven't fulfilled yet. I can show you all the web pages and I can show you all the get history and you can see it yourself.
What?
Give me one that you
deal to retire.
No, give me one specific thing that I refused.
Whenever I bring up something, okay, like coming with me to the thing, you know.
Well, no. I agreed to come with you if you wanted me to,
and then I asked you yesterday.
No,
you really didn't, because you kept saying, oh, this is a piece of story. And you made sure I heard that. That was important.
Yes, okay, it is,
so
it is, but I'm not refusing you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you, just like CES, just like SEMA. I'll go with you.
When you say a piece of story, you just suddenly made it very expensive for me.
Okay, so you want me to lie to you and then tough it out?
There's sometimes where you just withhold information. That's part of dealing with people. You don't say what's everything that's on your mind, or else you're going to be the...
And here's the reason why I don't want to do that, is because I'm not perfect, and during the trip, I will let out that I'm being appeasatory, and you will absolutely explode. I've actually seen that. I've seen that.
You've seen me explode, but...
And then if I'm not in a very good mood, I may not like appease to your explosion. You're depending on that.
Okay, the thing you're not even listening to is the fact that I'm actually trying my best to work with what I got. One of those pills that I take that's making me crazy or that's making me dumb is an antipsychotic.
Okay.
And so,
okay, and then here's the way I'm dealing with that. Here's the way I'm dealing with it, is I'm not being the judge of MVH. I'm asking you to let Brian be the judge of MVH. Okay, I've asked that many times, is to let other people the judge.
I know your past history is you want to win arguments and you will do anything to win it.
Okay, well, let's just take this Brian thing as an example, okay? So, if Brian, indeed, let's just say in the real world that Brian is just not interested in your stuff, would you want to know that?
No, of course I would, but let me do it my own way.
And what's your own way?
Well, for one thing, I listened to the recording I did with him and paid attention to his reaction.
Okay.
But when you say like I'm like when you label me as nitroglycerin, which you do too much, most of the situations where you say, "Oh, I'll blow up," I won't. And a lot of times I've proven it because you've given me the quote test that would normally make, according to you, me blow up.
Okay. All right, and I believe you. I believe you.
And you got perfect protection mechanisms.
Okay, and then we'll talk about each protection mechanism in great detail, and we'll remove it. If it's an illegitimate protection mechanism and it needs to go, we will make it a whole separate talk and. You not it get rid of it.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right.
Okay, so what was your plan with, if you're not going to send the tuna bread letter to Brian, then what's your plan?
Well, it's actually kind of a double hit where I I tell him, he's one of them that I'll tell about get more into the Hope Factory.
I'll tell you what, Richard, if you do the homework that I asked you about the Hope Factory, I won't feel that appeasatory to go in with you.
What's the homework?
Is to have do whatever it takes, have whatever conversations, so that this isn't us driving 8 hours, us painting for 7 hours, and us driving for 8 hours going home. And that's it. I want way more than that. Where you
I know,
have.
And I've expressed that, and I've showed that, and I just told you what I was doing.
What are you. Okay, what is it? What is. Show. Do you have a result so far?
Yeah.
What's the result?
Well, I got reply email back from the director of the Hope Factory.
Okay.
And that was a result of me doing that quote beyond painting.
Okay, and then what was the content of the reply? The gist.
Well, she said, okay, so they said in their video that, oh, they got, Hope Factory is spreading to other cities, including Tucson and Boise, you know?
Okay.
And so, my question was, who in Boise should I contact?
And they gave you a name?
No, she said, she kind of did a little, probably, I don't know, it may be a deflection, but she said, we don't have anybody in Boise who can offer you mentorship.
Okay, well then, can you reply to that letter and say, I want to be that person in Boise? Can you do that? Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to put a call in.
Call or email?
No, I'm going to I tried both and didn't get a response. So I will put in a call.
And that call absolutely needs to be recorded.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Okay, I think...
Well, that's good. That's good. That is a positive thing. That is a positive thing.
Okay.
Okay? And that might... And if she responds positively, then I won't have a problem with, 8 hours and painting in 8 hours. I won't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I'd rather do something more interesting than paint. So maybe schedule...
Robert, painting is probably going to be like maybe 5 to 10% of the time.
Well, you have the ability to schedule us for the interesting part of the building project, right?
No, because they have several buildings in different phases.
Okay, well then find one where we are in an interesting phase.
I can't do that because they are like... running like chickens with their head off, being busy, and they got a lot of worries and concerns.
Okay, well, just hope for the best. We'll hope for the best. If we had to paint for 7 hours, I can live with that. Okay.
Okay.
But when we get over there, what we'll do is we will propose ourselves to be more useful somewhere else than painting. And I can do that. I know how to do that. Because I did that the last time we did the other construction thing.
Because
I did get into the heavy duty stuff all by myself.
Well, one of the things I talked to you about, and I didn't bring it up with her because I was doing step at a time, okay? Not flooding her with information and requests.
Yep.
So I,
now, if we go together, we're renting a car.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's no rescue vehicle.
Okay, and you know that I already agree with you, all right?
Okay, all right. So, and you have to pick the car.
All right, I'll pick it today.
Okay.
I'm not going to reserve it, but I'll pick it.
All right, that's fine. That's good enough.
I can reserve it if I can back out of it. All right.
Oh, okay.
I won't know till Wednesday night, the actual date. But I'll look at cars and rent.
No. If you actually book us a slot in Seattle, that slot is like over a week away, right? Can you book us like a week or two in advance?
I can do from a half a week to 1.5 weeks. That's the range.
Okay. All right. If it's 1.5 weeks, you can't go further than that. Okay, that's fine.
No,
1.5 weeks. All right, 1.5 weeks is plenty of time to pick out a car.
I don't want to be expensive for her, okay?
1.5 weeks is plenty of time for us to pick out the car we want.
Oh, you can do that in an hour.
No, we can't if the car's not available.
No, I'll look at several cars.
Okay, you look at several possible cars, but
you know,
I'm just saying.
Chart, you know, like yesterday with the flow chart thing. You know,
okay, when we got the van, it was very dumb luck, okay? It was dumb luck, okay, when we got the van. All right, and that was like two or three days in advance. If you're doing like 1 hour in advance, you're not getting, you're playing roulette.
No, Robert, one thing is when you have a shorter rent, you have the more likelihood of a yes than a no.
So if I have to have a car in an hour, I have more choices than if I can do a week and a half in advance?
I'm renting not for a week, but I'm renting for 24 hours.
I'm not talking about the duration of rent. I'm talking
about
when you do the rent. I'm talking about when you do the rent.
No, I'm talking about the duration of the rent.
I'm not talking about the duration. That has nothing to do with it. No, it is important, but the duration is the same whether you're renting it. I need it in an hour, or I need it in an hour plus a week and a half.
No, I'm talking about how long you have the van in possession. Do you have it for a day, or do you have it for a week? In Arkansas, we had it for a week.
No, I understand, but it's irrelevant because whether
it is relevant because.
Okay, I think there's a miscommunication.
If I only need it for a day.
I'm not talking about duration. I'm talking about when.
You know what I'm talking about, because it's going to be a lot quicker.
You're talking about duration. I am talking about I need it an hour from now. I need it a week from now. Okay, that's a big difference. If you
no,
say.
I understand that.
And then if you have a week from now, you have more choices. Whether it. And then,
no, okay, that's duh.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was. The point I was making. So.
No, but you also have more choices. When the duration of your rent is lower.
Well, the duration is the same, isn't it? Whether
no.
It,
if I'm okay, let's just say.
Wait. Stop. You're saying that whether if I have to have it an hour from now to a week from now.
No.
The duration will be different?
Okay, could you please listen to
I'm
me
listening.
When I talk?
Go.
Okay, so I'll just use an example. Okay, let's just say. In two scenarios. One, we're going to go to Seattle for a day, just work and come back where we can bring the van back in 24 hours. Are
right.
You with me so far?
Yeah.
And two, we choose to rent the van for a week because we're going to stay in Seattle for a whole entire week. Okay?
Okay. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but duration never
Still
came
manage.
Up.
Prove it.
Okay. I'm...
You understand what I'm saying? Still mad.
Okay, you're talking about the difference of renting it for one day or 1 week, but I never even brought duration up at all, period.
I'm asking you to steel man my thing, Mr. Selfish Self-Centered.
Okay, so you, okay, so...
what point am I trying to get across?
You're saying that the duration makes a difference on the choices, and I believe that. If it's a week,
okay,
then we have lower choices.
That's the first time you said that. You steel man correctly, okay?
Right, but the I implied that by saying the duration is irrelevant because it's going to be the...
No, when you say duration is irrelevant, then you're arguing against me because it is relevant. If I rent the van for a day, there's more chance of me getting the van.
That's a separate conversation. The conversation I'm having.
You're so bent on trying to stay in one scope of the conversation.
Robert, we
flip flop all over the place.
No.
But you're saying no. Hey, Robert,
let me talk for 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to end this call, okay?
Let me talk for 30 seconds, okay? Okay.
After that, I'm hanging up, okay?
Okay, so my point was, I was asking you what my request was, that we have a week instead of an hour. Like, I want to rent this next week, not I want to rent this next hour.
And I already expressed that.
You said it could be an hour or a week.
No, I said the range was...
Yeah, an hour and a week and a half.
No,
but I'm asking...
No, range was a half week to a week and a half.
And I was asking.
That?
Yes, I remember saying that. And I wanted what I was requesting. I was requesting the longer of that duration.
I'm not going to wait till the day before Seattle to rent the van. That's stupid. And you're saying that's not.
No. What I'm saying is if it's
that's
a choice.
Irrelevant.
No, what's relevant is comparing
hey,
to half a week.
We're done.
No, it's
we're
comparing
done.
Half a week with a week and a half.
So I'm hanging up right now because I gave you 30 seconds and you took 3 minutes. All right. So
okay,
done.
You still don't understand what I said because I'm comparing a half a week with a week and a half, not an hour.
Because you're refusing. You're in a feral mood. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later, all right?
I'm the one that wants to unferal, and you're the one that
I'm getting mad.
Okay, that's fine. We're done. That's fine. That is the end of conversation. Yeah, that's it.
I was trying to do that in other language, and you were too loose to see that.
Well, that's fine. You have to say, yeah, I'm mad. That's what you always have to do, and we're good. We're done. The conversation is ended because you're mad.
All right, bye.
Bye.